This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English with me, Amber Barnfather. This week, we hear how a rare and endangered species of animal, the pygmy hippopotamus, or hippo for short, has been found in Liberia. And with me to look at some of the language to do with this story is Callum Robertson. Hi, Callum.
Hello, Amber.
So, this is good news. A team of British and Liberian conservationists has discovered that the pygmy hippo is surviving in Liberia in spite of two civil wars and devastating damage to its habitat. Callum, can you explain that term, habitat, please?
Yes, certainly. Habitat is the word we use for the natural surroundings in which an animal or plant usually lives. Mm-hmm. And in this case, in this story, I think there are fears, or people were worried about the survival of this pygmy hippo because of deforestation of the natural habitat. So deforestation means taking away the forest, cutting down trees, deforestation. And the forest is the natural habitat of the pygmy hippo. So there was lots of concern that maybe the pygmy hippo was dying out because it was losing its home, its habitat, the forest.
Now today's question. In addition to the threat of deforestation, the pygmy hippo also faces the threat of poaching. Let's look more closely at that verb, to poach. Callum, which of the following definitions for to poach is not true? A. To catch and kill animals without permission on someone else's land. B. To take something that belongs to someone else, usually an idea, and use it for yourself. C. To persuade someone who works for someone else to come and work for you.
I think that's probably a little bit of a trick question. Three different definitions there of the verb to poach. I think they are all correct.
Well, we'll find out if you're right at the end of the programme. Now, here's Tom Fielden reporting from the Pygmy Hippo House at London Zoo. He gives the good news that scientists in Tsapo National Park in Liberia have spotted, or seen after much hard looking, some of these rare animals. Try to catch just how big these pygmy hippos really are. The adjective pygmy means smaller than the usual type. And what qualities do these animals have? What are they like?
Pygmy hippo is just about right. They do look exactly like miniature versions of the common hippo we're all more familiar with. But when I say miniature, you really need to think cow with short legs or extremely large pig. It was thought that the pygmy hippo had been all but wiped out, but a survey of Tsapo National Park in Liberia by scientists from the Zoological Society of London, using camera traps, has spotted a number of these shy and elusive mammals.
Well, although these animals are called pygmy hippos, I think it's clear that they're not tiny, they're not miniature. I mean, he did say, think of a cow with short legs, and even a cow with short legs is still quite large. And we heard there that these animals are shy and elusive, which means they don't like to come out when other animals or other people are around, so it's very difficult to find them, and they're very elusive. They're difficult to find.
Pygmy hippo is just about right. They do look exactly like miniature versions of the common hippo we're all more familiar with. But when I say miniature, you really need to think cow with short legs or extremely large pig. It was thought that the pygmy hippo had been all but wiped out, but a survey of Tsapo National Park in Liberia by scientists from the Zoological Society of London, using camera traps, has spotted a number of these shy and elusive mammals.
You're listening to bbclearningenglish.com. And we're looking today at the language to do with the news story that a number of rare and endangered pygmy hippos have been caught on film by scientists in Liberia. Now here's Dr. Ben Collin, who took part in the project. He explains why pygmy hippos are so difficult to find. Listen out for any adjectives he uses to describe these shy and elusive animals.
They're very cryptic, they're nocturnal, they rarely come into contact with humans because they sort of hide away. They're very good at doing it, and in a forest the size of Sapa National Park, there's a lot of room for them to hide.
So Dr. Ben Collins says that the pygmy hippos are cryptic, which is a bit of a strange word to use there for an animal, but it means they're very mysterious. They're cryptic and difficult to understand. And he also says they're nocturnal, which means they usually only come out at night. So another reason why they are hard to find.
Thanks, Callum. And just to say that you got the right answer to the question at the beginning of the programme. All three definitions of the verb to poach that we heard are correct. And if you'd like to remind yourself of those, please look at our website, bbclearningenglish.com. Do join us again next time for more 6-Minute English. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
They're very cryptic. They're nocturnal. They rarely come into contact with humans because they sort of hide away. They're very good at doing it. And in a forest the size of Sapa National Park, there's a lot of room for them to hide.
bbclearningenglish.com.